percent went back.
That was Economic Development and Business Research Director Jeremy Hill on Cake News, where he says the unemployment benefits that are ending will primarily continue to affect the industries that are still struggling.
It's going to hit the very same sectors that are still trying to recover. That's food, that's retail, that's leisure. These same people are already in. Those are people who are being impacted on the job side. That means there's less spending. That means their opportunity are going to weaken for them to really get back engaged in the market.
Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Civil rights advocates and federal public defenders have urged the White House to intervene to ensure that a privately run federal prison in Leavenworth, Kansas, shuts down when its contract expires at the end of this year. The letter emailed on Thursday to a White House office and local Leavenworth official contends that Leavenworth Detention Center is dangerously understaffed, unsafe, and poorly managed. The letter detailed stabbings, suicides, and a homicide that have all happened there this year. The prison's operator, Core Civic, says the critics' claims are false and defamatory. The letter was signed by officials from the American Civil Liberties Union affiliates in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska, and by the heads of several federal public defender offices. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court announced on Thursday that it will be conducting its September docket by video conference, despite earlier plans that it would be in person. KWCH News reports the announcement came back on August 9th that it would resume in-person oral arguments beginning with its September 13th docket. But as of Thursday, the Chief Justice said they could adapt it to COVID-19 conditions. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
The Nebraska Supreme Court has denied a post-conviction appeal by a man serving three life sentences for the 2012 shooting deaths of three Omaha men and a botched drug robbery. The state's high court on Friday said that Timothy Britt failed to show his appeal that he was entitled to an evidentiary hearing on his claims that his trial lawyer was ineffective for failing to call witnesses who could have helped exonerate him. The high court said one of those witnesses would have been barred from testifying and the other's testimony likely would have not changed the trial's outcome. Britt and an accomplice were convicted of killing 44-year-old Miguel Alvos Sr. and Alvos's son, 18-year-old Miguel Alvos Jr., along with 16-year-old Jose Alvos in their home on July of 2012. In other news, law enforcement officials in Sarpy County have announced measures to help police the police. The county announced in a new statement last week that several agencies within the county, including the Sarpy County Sheriff's Office and others, have collaborated to create the Sarpy County Force Investigation Team. Good American Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. My guest today is Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education. Good morning.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
We're doing well here. Can you tell us what this Kansans Can Success Tour is?
Absolutely. In 2015, Brad Nunswander, the Deputy Commissioner, and I went across Kansas to over 20 locations to find out what Kansans wanted in their K-12 public schools. And now we're back out 6 years later to refresh everyone's memory of what was said in 15 and to see whether or not we want to intensify that direction, whether we want to alter it slightly, or whether or not we want to go in a completely different direction.
What do you feel has changed in the past 6 years?
Well, that's really what we're trying to find out, Jen. We want to talk to Kansans and say, has there been really much change or dramatic change in our thinking about how to best prepare students for life after high school? So we're embarking on a 50-city tour. We'll be throughout Kansas. We've already been in north central and western Kansas. We've toured the southeast part of the state and the central part, and now we'll be turning our attention to the northeast part of the state.
What kind of feedback are you getting at this point?
Well, the participation has been outstanding. We just couldn't ask for better participation. We haven't analyzed the data yet. That'll be done when we're completed. But I would say overall, where we've been, that people feel that the 2015 data was pretty strong, and that maybe with a few slight modifications, that we should probably keep going down that road. We still have 17 more places to go. And so we may find out something different before we're done.
Are you finding that different parts of the state have different goals?
Well, again, we haven't analyzed the data, but one of the things we're going to do, Jen, when we're done, is that we're going to look at small communities versus large, rural, urban, suburban. We're going to look at, does the northern part of the state say something different than the southern? Is northeast different from southwest? So we'll be dissecting all of that information. But right now, we're really in the data collection mode part of it.
What's ahead then once you do have all your data?
We'll be working with researchers from the Mid-America Regional Lab out of Denver, Colorado, and Kansas State University, along with our researchers. And they'll be taking all the data we get and then starting to say, well, here's what Kansan said. And then they'll start to look at it, as I mentioned, by all kinds of variety of different looks, from geographic to size. And then we'll be giving that back out late winter, early spring, to all the communities that participated in the tour.
What does one of these tour meetings look like?
So it's 90 minutes long. We're doing three a day, and we invite anyone that's interested in education. So business leaders, public, obviously educators, parents, grandparents, come, and we talk a little bit about what was said in 15. We do lots of small group discussion, and then we get everyone's input that comes to the meeting individually. And we repeat that for two or three cycles, and we try to do our best to stay in that 90-minute timeline and honor people's time.
Where can people follow along the progress of this program and as the data is collected and analyzed?
So the best way is to come to a location near you, and you can get those locations at ksde.org, and you'll just click on the Kansans Can Success Tour. It's right on our front page, prominent, and come to one of the sessions and sign up, sign in, give us an email address, and we will share with everyone that comes the results that we get in all 50 communities across the state. Plus, we'll be sharing it with the overall media as a whole. But if you come, you'll get a personalized report back to to you that you not only can see the location that you attended, but you can also see what people said all across the state.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And again, we've been speaking with Kansas Commissioner of Education, Randy Watson. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Public Affairs on KNDY.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Raymond W. Pettinger, age 98, of Burchard, passed away August 29. A graveside service is planned Tuesday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Burchard. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Pettinger.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. We're going to see beautiful weather for this Labor Day. Sunny skies and a quiet weather pattern. We'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week across much of the central parts of the Midwest. Temperatures in the upper 80s. It looks like we'll see temperatures ranging across the 80s over the next few days as well. So for this Labor Day, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 80s. Wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. We'll see temperatures around 54. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 80. Wednesday night, clear skies, 54. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 85. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 61. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 7:52. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th.
An OT thriller in Tallahassee. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After blowing an 18-point lead to unranked Florida State, the fate of Notre Dame's season opener rested on the leg of their senior kicker.
This would win it from 41 yards out. We await the snap. It's good. Hold is down. The kick is up. Ball game. Notre Dame wins. He nailed it.
The call on the Notre Dame radio network following a missed 37-yard field goal by the Seminoles. Jonathan Dorer came through with a 41-yarder to help the Irish stave off upset-minded Florida State in overtime, 41-38. At the U.S. Open, rising star Leila Fernandez followed her upset of Naomi Osaka by knocking off former U.S. Open champ Angelique Kerber to advance to her first career Grand Slam quarterfinal. And Carlos Alcaraz became the youngest man to reach a U.S. Open quarterfinal. Baseball in the rubber match of their three-game set. It didn't take long for the Giants to send one of the game's top pitchers to an early shower.
Swinging a hard ground ball, pass first. Fair ball! Headed down into the right field corner. It goes right by the wall and into the corner. One run is scored. Here comes Yaz. He scores. And streaking into third with a triple. Steven Duggar.
On KNBR, San Fran's bats had their way with Dodgers starter Walker Buehler, who gave up six earned over just three innings. The Giants held on for a 6-4 win and reclaimed a one-game lead over the Dodgers in the National League West. In San Diego, Jake Cronenworth gave the slumping Padres something to cheer about.
And that's it in the air to deep right field. It's way back. Tucker looking up. Gonna go!
On KWFN, after allowing back-to-back Astro home runs in the seventh inning, Cronenworth delivered the decisive blow with his first career walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth to help the Pods sink the Stros 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill. And cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill. And we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A USDA report forecast increased farm income for 2021. Net farm income forecast to increase by $18.5 billion or 19.5%. At $113 billion, net farm income would be at its highest level since 2013 and 20% above the 20-year average of $93.9 billion. At inflation-adjusted 2021 dollars, USDA expects net farm income to rise $15 billion in 2021 from the previous year. Now, USDA expects net cash farm income to increase by $23.8 billion, or 21.5%, to $134.7 billion in 2021. Net cash farm income encompasses cash receipts from farming, as well as farm-related income like government payments minus cash expenses. Lower direct government payments and higher production expenses this year expected to only partly offset the higher cash receipts. The expected decrease is largely because of lower supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance for COVID-19 relief in 2021 compared to last year. USDA predicts production expenses to increase 7.3% to $383.5 billion in 2021. And USDA is seeking comments regarding the labeling of meat and poultry products made using cultured cells derived from animals. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service published an advance notice of proposed rulemaking yesterday to solicit comments. FSIS will use those comments to create future regulatory requirements for labeling of the food products. In May of 2019, USDA and FDA announced a formal agreement to jointly oversee the production of human food products made using animal cell culture technology then derived from the cells of livestock and poultry. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for the Larry Steckline Report. Hat tip to our partners at Cake News.
We find out that Bayer has pulled glyphosate from the U.S. market. Well, that's what we're going to talk about on this Stecklin Report. Sure, appreciate you joining us. Bayer to pull glyphosate from the U.S. market. But it's lawn and garden only, not agriculture. So don't get carried away, those of you who are using it on the farm, and there's a lot of it that is being used there. And there's a lot of it that's being used for lawns, golf courses, and other items such as that. In fact, I was shocked to see that Bayer has admitted more than 90% of the Roundup litigation claims that Bayer has faced in recent years has come from the U.S. residential lawn and garden market business segment, and is what led to the companies deciding to abandon it. 90%, more than 90%. Now, that's a shocker. A lot of people, those who don't know much about the world of agriculture, blame farmers for the problems that Roundup has had. And yes, I suppose we're guilty some, but it sure doesn't look like it's to the effect that some of these people have been talking about in the past. 90% of the problems that Bayer has faced in the courtroom has been because of markets other than agriculture. So, farmers, we can still use it, but don't bet we can forever. This herbicide issue is a big one. We'll keep our eyes on it and just hope that there isn't too many things that happen in Washington to put a damper on usage of some of those products that make it so we can grow some stuff on the farm and make it cheaper for those people that go to the grocery store to get things bought. Hey, thanks for being with us. See you next time around.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at W-R-A-Y.
Seven livestock sales will be closed for Labor Day, resuming their regular Monday sales every Monday, September 13th. Feeder cattle and hay sales held Mondays. For early consignment listings, go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com or contact Beatrice77Livestock. No sale Monday, Labor Day. They will resume weekly sales Monday, September 13th.
More and more retailers are offering Dandelion coffee, but there's no reason you can't make your own. Get ready to jot down instructions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 6th, the 249th day of the year. Actress Jane Curtin has a birthday, and 26 years ago today, baseball's Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive game record. As fall approaches, dandelions are storing nutrients in their roots, so now is a good time to give it a try. Here's how. Find a patch of dandelions untreated by herbicides and harvest the roots. Soak them to wash off the dirt, then grind into chunks in a blender or food processor. Spread these bits onto a cookie sheet and bake at 250 degrees for about 2 hours. Grind your roasted roots in a coffee grinder and brew just like coffee. It may not taste much like traditional coffee, but it's a perfectly passable substitute with a flavor all its own. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy at Labor Day. Well, the Kansas City Royals are starting their four-game series today on the road after being home for two series against the Cleveland Indians and the latest against the Chicago White Sox. It is a midday game with first pitch at 12.05 p.m. this afternoon. After this four-game series, they stay on the road and head up to Minnesota to take on the Twins for another three-game series before returning home against the Athletics. Kansas City is still number four in the AL Central with an overall record of 59-74. The Orioles are at the bottom of the AL East. In other news, it's finally here as the regular season for the NFL officially kicks off this coming weekend, and the Kansas City Chiefs are set to be at home to take on the Cleveland Browns for game number one. The last preseason game was against the Minnesota Vikings as the Chiefs were at home and won 28-25 back on August 27th. The Chiefs are in the afternoon for Sunday with kickoff at 3:25. The Kansas City Chiefs did win all three of their preseason NFL games. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Chuck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
In minor league baseball, Wichita Windsurge are off for a day before returning back home to take on Northwest Arkansas for a six-game series. It is the second-to-last series before the end of the regular season as they stay home for this week and next week, taking on this week with Northwest Arkansas, next week against Arkansas. The Windsurge are still number one in the AA Central North Division with an overall record at 61-44. They're sitting currently 27-21 at home and 34-23 on the road. Although that could change with their final series of the season as Arkansas is at number two with an overall record of 57-48. Northwest Arkansas is at number four in the AA Central North Division. Game time this week starting at 7:05 each night in Wichita. In college football, the Wildcats have game number one under their belt against Stanford as they're now set for September 11th to take on Southern Illinois. That kickoff at 6 p.m. Saturday evening. The Jayhawks have a Friday evening game this week against Coastal at 6:30. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Friday night football scores. Beloit took Marysville 24-12. Concordia held off Flamingo in four overtimes, 41-40. Clay Center beat Abilene 40-12. And it was Chapman over Sabetha 24-22. Frankfort topped Washington County 60-34. Hanover shut out Pike Valley 44-0. Axtell over Wheatland Grinnell 62-16. Solomon knocked down Lynn 46-0. Rossville shuts out Centralia 38-0. Donovan West over Blue Valley 54-8. And Clifton Clyde took Onega 46-0.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 68. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow, highs around 85. High of 80 Wednesday under sunny skies, 84 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
They'll bring us joy. much joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, but we'll
on great country.
Classic country AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY.